Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you here this morning. And just want to say right now, Merry Christmas. Christmas is up on us. Hallelujah. And by next Sunday, Christmas will be over. But we'll still be celebrating Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So welcome, 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 everyone. Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer, starting with hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And
forgive us our trespasses.
And forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those.
As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.
Yes. But deliver us.
And deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory. Forever and ever. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you. For being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president
and
give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, Pastor Mom.
Thanks.
Welcome, everybody, for being here.
Welcome to everybody in this space.
Amen.
And thank you for being with us and standing by us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture. And as we get ready to start, I have sent, most of you, I think, have received an email. Our service is going to be a little bit different today. We're going to do some singing. We're going to read about the Christmas story in Luke 2, 1 through 21 in the King James Version. So I sent you an email with an attachment in it, and I pray that you got it. Some of y'all might not have known your email. I think that's Sister Faye. So can you text me your email, and I will send this send our handout to you today. We have some nice songs that we're going to sing, Christmas songs, and we'd really love for everybody to have a copy of the handout. So text me your email. I think everybody else has it. If you don't have the handout that I sent, give me a text and let me know. Text the number, area code 973-951-9921. So text that number. I'll say it again, 973-951-9921. And I will send you the email. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our morning. Our scripture for this morning. Let's go to Psalm 100. Let's do Psalm 100 this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's such a beautiful day here today. In St. Louis, it's probably pretty cold, but it's beautiful. The sun is shining, and we're just giving God all the praise. I tell you, Christmas is coming up real quick. Hallelujah. Okay, Psalm 100. Amen. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34 so we can magnify the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Psalm 34. Let's read verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, when we get to this part, we want to magnify the Lord. And what better time? Well, we believe it's all the time that we want to magnify the Lord. And then this Christmas time, we surely magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. So today, we're going to play a special song from a friend of ours. His name is Brian Austin. Minister Brian Austin, and we're going to start this morning with him singing O Holy Night. Hallelujah.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior. that's worth a thrill of hope, the weary heart rejoicing for yonder.
Minister Brian Austin, a friend of ours. Amen. We're just so blessed to have all these recordings of people who sing. Glory to God. Amen. And he was right in our magnifying the Lord, you know, talking about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to do that later on as we have our sermon. Later on, we'll talk about Jesus, and we'll talk about the true meaning of Christmas. Praise the Lord. First, let's go to our declaration. Amen. We're going to declare a few things today. We just need to be in the atmosphere some more. Hallelujah. Job 22:28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Amen. So we're continuing to declare and decree. Praise God. And then Isaiah 40:8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Yes. Amen. So as we do these declarations, we know that his word stands forever. Hallelujah. So we'll read a couple of declarations this morning. So repeat after me. Christ,
Christ
has redeemed me, from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, and every virus, allergy, or allergic reaction, that touches my body, dies instantly, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every organ, and every tissue, of my body, function, in the perfection, that God created it to function. And I forbid, any malfunction, in my body, in the name of Jesus. And that's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And as we were reading that, and you all were repeating this morning, the Lord brought a scripture to me just now, and he said, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. If you continue with that math, three will put 100,000 to flight, and four will put 1,000,000 to flight. So for us to make these declarations together is more powerful, even more powerful than if we were to make them by ourselves. So he has us doing something. He has us doing this for a reason. Amen. So stay fully engaged with us and say these declarations with us. Amen. Let's pray this one. We know families are getting together for Christmas. So let's pray this declaration together. Repeat after me. Great
is the
peace
of
my children,
and
children's children,
for they are taught
of the Lord.
Isaiah
54:13. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Okay, one more. I have no lack. For my God. Meets all my needs. According to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen. Philippians 4:19. And that was for some people who may be thinking about stuff that they may not have this time of the year. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's taking care of everything according to his riches and glory. Amen. And, I was just thinking about, this time of the year can be really tough for people. Thinking about people who have recently passed, people who passed around this time last year. It's a lot that's going on in this world and in our emotions, in our minds, this time of the year. And so, our family just had a close relative who just passed the other day. And so right here in this Christmas season, he was my first cousin who passed away, Pastor Mom's nephew. And so, and it was a sudden passing. It wasn't, like he was sick in the hospital. He, as far as we know, he just laid down and went on home to be with the Lord. So there's a lot of emotions that are going on, this time of the year. And so let's just stop for a moment and pray about what's going on. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We do acknowledge you, Lord, first and foremost. We acknowledge you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God. We acknowledge you as our comforter, as our shield, our protection, our peace, Lord God. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you as our hope in the name of Jesus. And we acknowledge you as the one who loves us unconditionally and is always with us, never leaving us, never forsaking us, and never failing us. We acknowledge you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we lift up all those who are going through right now in their emotions, in the spirit of their mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as they think about loved ones who are not here anymore for whatever reason, whether it was through COVID or through an illness or just a sudden passing or even through accidents, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for holding everyone's heart in your hand, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and soothing and healing the brokenhearted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And there's so many hearts that are broken, but we just thank you, Lord God. You specialize in healing the brokenhearted. Thank you for healing and comforting and soothing, Lord God, the brokenhearted right now in the name of Jesus. Let your hope arise in hearts and in minds, Lord, in Jesus' name, as never before, Lord. Hallelujah. You said that you would send us a comforter, and he's been here for a long time. And those of us who are born again, we have the comforter living on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And you thought that was so important to do that you died on the cross for us so that we would have the comforter, your very spirit, to live on the inside of us day and night and night and day. We thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the peace. Hallelujah. As the angel said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. We thank you for that peace beyond all understanding. Hallelujah. And the peace doesn't start on the outside. The peace starts on the inside. Thank you for the peace, Lord God. Peace, peace, peace. In Jesus' name, amen,
amen.
And amen. Thank you, Father God. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shuna mahaya sike. E shuna na hoshe kerabasi, rono hosheke. Thank you, Jesus. Holy is your name. Almighty, almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as I said today, we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to read scriptures, and one that we're going to read, we're not quite there yet. Keep going beyond past myself here. but we're going to read scriptures, and we're going to sing songs in between reading the scripture. So I want to make sure that everyone does have our handout. Hallelujah. And I'm seeing if no one has texted me and said, because we're going to be singing some songs that you know and some songs that you don't know. And, you know, we want you guys to all be, we want to be together in one accord. I was thinking about even trying to text this. I don't know if it would work in a text, but or if it would even go in a text. I'm going to send this to, who am I going to send it to? I don't know who 317 is. Hallelujah. I'm going to send this to you, and you see if you can read this. So if anybody needs it, I can send it out to them in a text, because it may work like that. Okay, so Pastor Price, I just texted to you, so our handout to you, so check it out and see. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Mary, Minister Mary, for letting me know that you received your handout. Well, Pastor Price, it doesn't look like I can send it. It wasn't delivered. It may be too big to be delivered. So tell you this, if you do not have the handout, text me your email at area code 973-951-9921. Again, text me at area code 973-951-9921, and I will email you our handout. It's probably about five or six pages of handouts. Okay. All right. Let's go to our prayer for finance. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to that right now. And if you've been with us for a while, you know that the Lord gave us this prayer for finance over a year ago and just gave us the instructions to pray this over our finances. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows what's going on right now in our finances and what may hit us in the future. I even love that he gave us this prayer for finances before inflation hit in such a way. Oh, my goodness. You know, one of my family members purchased a brisket, and the brisket was over $100. So, you know, God knows what's going on, and that kind of inflation was going to hit us, you know, at this time, and he wanted to make sure that our finances are in line, in order, in place, and that he can continue to bless us even through this time where, you know, they're even saying that, you know, to build a house or to get lumber, and that's so expensive nowadays. So God knows, and he's going to get us through it, and he's going to take care of things according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So let's pray over our finances. Amen. Once again, I'm into this repeat after me, especially as the Lord is saying this morning, when we say it together, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000, four will put 1,000,000, and we could keep going with that math. So as we say this together and are fully engaged saying it together, we're doing this together. And the enemy has got to move off of our finances. And God will just bless our finances. Praise God. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
Use them.
For your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be a good steward.
A good steward.
Of all.
Of all.
You give me.
You give me.
And walk.
And walk.
In total agreement.
In total agreement.
With you.
With you.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring
restoration.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
And give me guidance.
Help me.
To remember.
That all I have. Belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful.
And we'll be grateful.
For it.
For it.
I pray. That I will find the balance. Between
spending needlessly
and being miserly. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
and what I have
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious
about finances
but will seek
your kingdom first
knowing that
as I do,
I will have all I need.
According to Luke
12
verse 31. Luke 31.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Before we go any further, I'm just perceiving something. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we lift this up to you and all that it stands for. Something going on around somebody's nose in the name of Jesus, some kind of odd thing going on in the nose, around the nostrils right now. in the name of Jesus. We lift that up to you, Lord God, and all that it stands for. We plead the blood of Jesus over it. Whatever it is, if there's some kind of sickness, disease, or infirmity trying to get in through the nose, we say you get off now in the name of Jesus. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, back to our giving. You can give. There's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC. And ESLCCC stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And then when you do that, you'll see Pastor Mom's name come up, and her name is Willie McCoy. That's what you'll see. You can give at the door. We're at 2E, and if you're in the Heritage House. And then you can also mail it in and make your check payable to ESLCCC. And the address is 2800 Olive Street, O-L-I-V-E Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Okay, so let's pray over our tithes and offerings. Those who are sending their Cash App right now, those who are writing out their checks and about to mail it, those of us who have put our offerings in the offering basket, thank you, Lord God. Right now, we thank you, Father God, for those who are tithing. You said, try you on this, test you on this, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that be too much to receive. That's an overflow. We thank you for that overflow right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. You also said, Lord God, that you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes. And we thank you for that. We will not have holes in our pockets. Our money will not be lost, stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. And we thank you for those who are giving offerings today, Lord God. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. There's the overflow again. So we thank you, Lord God, as we give our offerings today, that there's an overflow coming to us by your Spirit in Jesus' name. And we also, Lord God, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God, that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. For it now, Lord God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord, and we go on now to our sermon for today. Praise God. Okay, Minister Rachel, I do see your text that you sent. Thank you for that. Amen. I'll just say, just hold on a moment. Sister Faye. I see your text. Don't quite understand that right now. So, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, Father God. And, Lord God, we just stop again to pray. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, Some things are going on right now, and we thank you, Father God, that they're all in your hands. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that nothing slips between the cracks with you, is unseen or unnoticed in your sight. And we bless you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're taking care of everything, every great big thing, and every little bitty thing right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah. We just lift up every technical issue to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Every technical issue is in your hand right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you all for joining me in prayer. Let's go ahead and pray right now as we're working on this technical issue in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. There's none like you in the heavens, the earth, and under the earth. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing right now. Thank you for all that you're doing here with us, hallelujah, and all around the world, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord God. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. Master, Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Blessed be your name, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank all of you for praying with us as he showed us what to do and how to do it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go on now to the word for today. Thank you, Jesus. We're going on now to the word. Praise the Lord. So hopefully you have the handout. If you don't have the handouts, then I told you how you can get them. If you do not have the handout, you can still kind of make it through with us. We are we're going to be reading through Luke 2, verses 1 through 21. Luke 2, verses 1 through 21 today. Praise the Lord. And right now, Pastor Mont, well, what we're going to do is we're going to read some scripture, and then we're going to sing some songs in between reading the scriptures and sing some songs about those scriptures. So we're starting with myself and Pastor Mom. We'll be reading Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. And then we're going to sing Away in a Manger. And then we'll have Minister Mary, who's going to be reading Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. We can have Minister Rachel and family. If you are prepared, you have your number one key pressed already. I know you wanted to read something else, but right now we're reading this, and hopefully that's okay. If you guys can read this scripture with us, and it's Luke 2, verses 15 and 16. And the scripture you wanted to read, maybe you can read that when we open up the lines after we finish with the word today. We have a couple of songs before Luke 15. Okay, thank you, Minister Rachel. I see you. Okay, and one is a new song that the Lord has given to me called Glory to God in the Highest, and I'm going to teach you the chorus of that song real quick, and then we'll sing Angels We Have Heard on High. Then Minister Rachel and family will read Luke 2, verses 15 through 16. Then we'll sing the song Mary, Did You Know? I need a volunteer to read Luke 2, verses 17 through 20. So if you'd like to read that, you're a good reader, you can press your number one key and read that for us. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I see you, Minister Amber. Thank you so much. So you'll be reading Luke 2, verses 17 through 20. And we need one more person to volunteer to read Luke 2 and verse 21. 2, verse 21. Just press your number one key. And when it's that time, we'll open up the line. Okay. Amen. Area code 317-203. We'll have you to read that 21. So thank you. I don't know if that's Minister Faye on her other line. Maybe so. Okay, so thank you. Thank you all so much. So we got that. Hallelujah. All right, so let's start. Now, the name of this today, of our sermon today, is The True Meaning of Christmas. And I'll just tell you, recently what happened to me was I was in the grocery store. I'm moving too fast. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you that it will come out in the name of Jesus. We just yield ourselves to you completely and totally. And Lord, we're open and we make room for the Holy Ghost so that you can have your way in everything we say. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So I was in the grocery store and went to this little young lady, and my groceries were already packed up and everything, and I said, as I was leaving, I said, Merry Christmas. When I said Merry Christmas to her, she said that she really didn't care for Christmas at all. I said to her, well, if you're looking at all the gifts and everything that's coming out, I can understand. But if you knew, you know, what Christmas is really about, you'd be happy. And, you know, and somebody was behind me in the line, you know, coming up behind me, and I was really finished. And so the only thing that I could say to her in those few moments of time is it's all about Jesus. And if you ask him to show himself to you and tell you or explain himself to you and who he is, he will do that. And you just call on Jesus. And that was my about 30-second sermon, so I could keep it moving. And, you know, I was just thinking, I mean, it's so many things that are around us that are bombarding us, trying to get us to buy things and that will express Christmas and songs that are sung about Christmas that have nothing to do with Jesus, you know, going to get a Christmas card to send out, even to buy a Christmas gift bag. I don't want a Christmas gift bag with a big old fat Santa Claus on it. I'm sorry. I just don't want that. you know, and it was even hard to find gift bags that said Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays on it. I know people are trying to be politically correct and, you know, all of that, but Christmas is about Jesus, and there is a meaning for this. Hallelujah. So we're not going to go through every part of it, but we're going to talk about some things today. And you see, it's on my heart. I feel like I should be on a soapbox or something, but this is important. You know, like I'm just saying, Lord, open up our eyes so that we do not get into the merchandising of Christmas, but we remember the true reason for this season. Hallelujah. And we remember what God has done for us when he gave his only begotten son. So I think it's always good to go back and read this. It's good to read it any time of the year. But for us to read it together is such a blessing. So let's go on to Luke 2, verses 1 through 21, and talk about what Christmas is really about. And what this scripture talks about is the first Christmas. Excuse me, what happened just before the first Christmas and what happened on at that time of the first Christmas. Before this happened, chapters before this, we find that this little teenager, I believe she was a teenager, early teen, was visited by an angel. And the angel talked to her. Her name was Mary. And to her and really asked her permission for the Holy Spirit to come upon her. And she was in agreement. He told her what was going to happen. And she was in agreement with what he said. I love that because God, he's a gentleman. Hallelujah. He's a gentleman. He doesn't put anything on us. We have to be in agreement. And we choose to be in agreement. We have that wonderful, beautiful, free choice. And so she made a choice and she said, "Be it unto me according to your word." And then the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. And she became pregnant with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So while when she was impregnated, you know, God has a way of confirming his word and giving us peace. When he tells us something that nobody has heard before, this is real different. I never heard of this before. He'll give us a confirmation on it. And Mary's confirmation was her cousin or her relative, Elizabeth. Elizabeth was old in age. Elizabeth, you know, wanted a child. Her and her husband, Zachariah, wanted a child, and they could not have a child, especially looking at her old age. But the Lord came to Zachariah, who was the priest for that year, who was able to go into the Holy of Holies, and the Lord spoke to him and let him know. An angel came to him and let him know that his wife was going to get pregnant. Well, he didn't quite believe it. And so somebody said he was put on mute. So he couldn't say anything until after it was over. Well, thank God he could still impregnate his wife, but he couldn't say anything. And so she got pregnant, and the confirmation that I was talking about was Mary was sent to her to visit her. And when Mary visited her, the baby leaped in her womb. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe he was filled with the Holy Ghost as well, John the Baptist, that was in her womb. And, you know, and she confirmed, you know, what had happened to Mary before Mary could even tell her anything that happened. So God gives you one of those far out words. He'll give you confirmation on it. He doesn't just leave us like out there. He'll give us a confirmation after confirmation to let us know, yes, this is me. And I call that, you know, like somebody gives you their business card and go, bam, this is my calling card. You know this is me. And so God has a way of doing that. So basically that's what happened before this scripture as we began to read Luke chapter 2, verses 1. Pastor Mom will be reading verse 3 and 7, and I'll be reading the rest of those verses. So we'll start now. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria. I'm going to just stop a second and talk about that just a little bit and have Pastor Mom read in a second. So this scripture, know that this is really a historical event. You know, a lot has been said about Jesus. A lot has been said about, oh, no, he wasn't born on the 25th of December. He had to have been born at such and such a time, and they have all these kind of things that they could say about it. But what I say is, okay, maybe he wasn't born on the 25th because he kind of had to hide when he was born in a way. It was hidden in a way. But then it was all out in the open for those who had eyes to see. But for those who would come after him and try to kill him, it was hidden. So a lot of it was hidden from the world. But anyway, the point here is that, yes, Caesar Augustus was around that time, Cyrenus. So these are, was the governor of Syria. So these are historical facts. So just to let us know, talk about confirmation, that Jesus is not some kind of myth. He's not a Santa Claus. Hallelujah. He's God, Almighty God. Amen. So read verse 3 for us, Pastor Mom.
And all went to be taxed. Everyone into his own city.
Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Verse 4. So they were being taxed. The Caesars and those Rome who were occupying everywhere then, they wanted money from people. So they taxed everyone. And they taxed them. They said, go to the city, your own city, the city where you came from, and then pay your taxes there. So verse 4, Joseph also went up from Galilee, city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Verse 6, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Love the way that they said that. They didn't say the days were accomplished that she should give birth, that she should be delivered. And there is so many ways to even look at that, that she's delivered, that the world got delivered and she was delivered. Amen. And the possibility for us to be delivered according to the choices that we make. Okay, verse 7, Pastor Mom.
Okay.
And he brought his firstborn son,
and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and
laid him
in a
manger
because there was no room for them in the east.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We're going to keep praying about your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You did pretty good. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know the what the doctor has said about Pastor Mom's eyes. So we are continuing in prayer for Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. And we're going to do a song in between. This is Away in a Manger. Hallelujah. I was going to sing a cappella, but we got a little music here. And sing along with us, okay? Praise God. And I just want to say thank you, Minister Amber, for taking care of our music. Praise God this morning.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh.
Amen. Away in a manger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on to open a line for Minister Mary so that she can read Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. Okay, Mary.
And away in a manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Mary. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Glory to God. So here we are, the birth of Jesus. Amen. And then, you know, what happened was the angels went out, and they told the shepherds about it. The Lord wanted them to know, wanted the shepherds to know, and for them to know that this was good tidings. This is great joy for all people. Hallelujah. And let them know that a Savior was born that night. Hallelujah. And that this was a sign. And you know, and that they could go and see the babe who was wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. Hallelujah. And then they couldn't help but start praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Suddenly, there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. You can imagine that they were just so happy at what was going on. I don't know if it was kept a secret from them until that moment in time, or they kind of knew what was going on, what was about to happen. But at any rate, they were happy. They were rejoicing that a Savior was born. Hallelujah. And that's the true meaning of Christmas. That's what we have to remember, is that a Savior was born to us and for us. Hallelujah. That absolutely, positively has to be remembered. He is the greatest gift. He is the ultimate gift that anyone could ever have. Hallelujah. And sometimes we have to step back and remember that. You know, oh, yeah, the car is a nice gift. You know, the commercial where the guy gets himself and his wife a truck for Christmas. You know, you see all of those kind of things, people riding around with great big bowls on their cars because they just got that for Christmas. But Jesus is the ultimate gift. And I think about one of the movies that we've been watching around Christmas time. The movie is so old that I think the first one was in black and white with James Stewart on it, Jimmy Stewart in it. And it's called A Wonderful Life. And in that story, he talks about how, he's a banker, and he's been trying to help people. He's been trying to do good things for people. And he has. He had made a big difference in his city. And then something happened where I believe it was his uncle lost the money, and the bad guy in the city found the money. And here he was, I think it was like $8,000, something like that, and the money was lost, and he was going to be put in jail for taking that money because the money had been lost. It was supposed to go into the bank, but it did not make it there. Decided he was going to commit suicide. The blood of Jesus is over that. And then an angel came to help him not to do that. Anyway, he came up. He told this angel, he was so distraught over losing that money, so distraught over it, that he told an angel that he wished he had never been born. And the angel said, oh, don't say that. Don't say that. And so that's what he was wishing, that he had never been born. And then the angel showed him what it would be like if he were never born. Now, I think about Jesus, and he was born as our Savior. And it just even kind of, unless he had directed me to do this sermon, I would not even want to think of what our life would be like if Jesus was never born. Some of us think that this is a hard and tough world right now. Oh my God. It would be hell. Basically, that's what it would be if he had not been born. And I think about it, you know, there's so many perspectives to think about this. I'm just going to give you just a little bit. I think of this as like facets of, you know, what it could be like if Jesus were not born. And I'm just so happy that he was born. But, you know, we need a Savior. Hallelujah. Whether we know it or not, we need a Savior. The young girl at the grocery store who was talking to me, one of the things I said to her is that Jesus died for our sins. He came here. He was born. I said that in those few seconds I had. He came here. He was born on Christmas so our sins would be forgiven. And she looked at me. She said, "Well, everybody sins." Time to go into a whole lot with her. But yes, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's scripture right there. So he's not hiding that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because when Adam sinned in the garden, sin entered into mankind. And people may think, "Oh, I haven't done anything wrong. Why does it say that all have sinned?" All have sinned. No one can be without sin without Jesus. Jesus is the only one who came without sin. And God made it so easy that we could just believe that he did it, because he did do it. So he came here so that we could have a choice. Now, before Jesus was born, we didn't even have a choice to come out of sin. We really didn't have a choice that could get us all the way out, that could get us to him. The Lord started in the Old Testament and gave us a shadow of what Jesus was going to do. But we didn't have the fullness until the fullness of time when Jesus came and changed everything. So we can make a choice now. We can make a choice to receive Jesus. Now, still while we're here on this earth, there's still some sin that'll still happen, but we won't have the same kind of sin that we had before we made the choice for Jesus. And then, I love 1 John 1:9 that says, if we confess our sins, hallelujah, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the true meaning of Christmas is that Jesus came because we had a sin problem, whether we recognized it or whether we ignored it, or whether we denied it, you know, whatever we thought about it, we still had a sin problem. And Jesus came, hallelujah, to get rid of our sin problem. And the sin problem in and of itself, if it was just sin, okay, whatever. But the thing about sin is that sin separates us from God, Almighty God. And Jesus is the one who connects us, reconciles us back to God. Hallelujah. And without him, there is no remission of sin. Without Jesus being born, hallelujah. And so on Christmas, that's what we need to think, not just Christmas, every day. Hallelujah. Amen. Know that he was born. He came for a reason. In that particular season, he came for a reason. Hallelujah. And then when he finished on the cross, he said, "It is finished." Hallelujah. Able to be forgiven of our sins, came through Jesus Christ. And that's why these angels were so happy. The shepherds went out to find him so they could tell people. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the Lord gave us a song. It's been, I guess, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. And he highlighted this scripture to me in such a way that he gave a melody to the words of this scripture. And then he gave us this really cool chorus at the end. And that's what I want you to learn right now. I'm going to be singing it a cappella. One day the music is going to come for this. But right now there's no music with Spirit of the Lord. So the angels at the end, they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So this is the chorus part. And so we're going to sing that. You sing it. Your phone is on mute. So, but you can sing it and with me. And then when the time comes in the song, after I sing the first part of the song and I get to the word and saying, and then you sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We're going to do it three times. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. You can look at your paper, and it's not cheating to look at the paper that says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And in case you don't have the handout, that is Luke 2 and verse 14, mm-hmm. King James Version. One more time. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Okay, so hold on. I'm going to sing the other part of it. And then when you hear me say the heavenly host praising God and saying, and then you jump in boldly, loudly, and you sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Okay, I'm going to sing my part. Hallelujah. There were shepherds staying in the fields by night, watching their flocks of sheep. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be to all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, everybody sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Two more times. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Last time, go. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now let's hear Angels We Have Heard on High. Let's sing that together.
Angels we have heard on high, singing sweetly through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their brave delight. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. See Him in a manger laid, whom the angels praise above. Mary, Joseph, linger aid, while we raise our hearts in love. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family, Luke 2, verse 15 through 16.
Hi, everyone. God bless.
Hi.
Okay, me and the kids are going to sing. I mean, we're not going to sing. I mean, we're going to sing. Stop laughing. I got to sing.
Hi, Miss.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Okay, let's start. Luke 2, verse 15 to 16. And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
As the angels were gone.
As the angels were gone.
Away.
Away.
Or
from them into heaven.
From them into heaven.
The shepherds said one to another. Let us now go.
Let us now go.
Even unto Bethlehem.
Even unto Bethlehem.
And see this thing.
And see this thing.
Which is come to pass.
Which has come to pass.
Which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste.
And they came with haste.
And found Mary.
And found Mary.
And Joseph.
And Joseph.
And the babe.
And the babe.
Lying in a manger.
Lying in a manger.
Hallelujah.
Good job. Good job. Thank you all so much. Amen. Amen. So it came to pass, you know, the angels, they did what they were supposed to do. They showed themselves. There was this big rejoicing on earth, praising the Lord. And the shepherds saw them. And then the shepherds went running. Hallelujah. It says they went with haste. Hallelujah. And they found Mary and Joseph and Jesus, who was laying in a manger. Amen. And so, hallelujah. And so now we have the song, Mary, Did You Know? I really like this song, Mary, Did You Know? And it was written by this man. The Lord gave it to him, Greg. I believe it's Greg Laurie. And he sings with the Gaithers. And he's usually the comic relief, the funny guy. And so when I found out it was him who wrote a song that was such a moving song, Mary, Did You Know? Just touches my heart every time I read it. And I just, you know, you had to know that he wasn't just funny comedy, but he has a true relationship with the Lord. So let's hear "Mary, Did You Know?" And y'all can, we can sing with him.
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, kissed the face of God.
Hallelujah. Mary, did you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if she knew, but I knew she loved the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So Amber, Minister Amber, we're going to open up your line. And she'll be reading Luke 2, verses 17 and 20. Praise God.
Hello, everyone, and God bless you all. It says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. It says, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for reading that for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So the shepherds went out, and they were telling everybody what was going on because they had seen. Amen. They told them what they had seen and what they had heard. Hallelujah. And you know, once we know Jesus, once we are born again, it's important for us to be like those shepherds and go out and let people know, you know, what we have seen, what we have heard. Oh, we have testimonies of what God has done in our lives. We know that we're not the same that we used to be. You know, we are different now. And you know, I think some people try to hide their relationship with the Lord because they don't want to seem different or, you know, as the world would say, holier than thou. But people need to know. People really need to know who he is and what he's done in your life. Hallelujah. And especially this time of the year, any time of the year, but especially this time of the year, that people need to know how God brought you through, how God brought you through, you know, the death of someone in your life that was close to you, you know, how God brought you financial difficulties, how God brought you through from sickness to being healed and whole. People need to know that. Now, please understand, I know that a testimony is very powerful and yet is very precious. So, you know, you just don't stop anybody and just say, well, let me just tell you what happened to me. You know, there are times where that testimony will be right on time, will be exactly what somebody needs to hear right then and there. And it'll make a great difference in their lives. And, you know, what the word says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. So just be aware in your spirit, you know, when God just prompts you to give that testimony, you know, there's some testimonies that, you know, one that I just gave recently to someone, and it just kind of jumped to the forefront of my mind. And I gave that testimony, and they were like, you know, how did you know I needed to hear that? You know, I was telling them about how I was, there was a family member that I was going to give him a piece of my mind. And I was going to say it was from God. This was many years ago, y'all. And I was going to give him a piece of my mind. And as I opened up my mouth, the Lord began to speak through me. And he did not get a piece of my mind. He got the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it surprised me coming out of my mouth. Because whereas I was looking at him as, you know, not doing the right things and all of this, God saw that he was in God's plan to help his mother. And so, you know, so just, you know, being, so when I told somebody that testimony, they said they was just about to go give their family member a piece of their mind. Well, I didn't know that. But it was just the right testimony. So just be aware, just be open for God to use that overcoming testimony. Hallelujah. So for us to tell, to go tell it on the mountain, that's your testimony. Glory to God. So I'm going to, we have a song, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Now, this song is a blues song. You might not have ever heard Go Tell It on the Mountain like this, but I thought it would be kind of cute to kind of spice us up today. Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Of the child,
His name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank all of you for reading for us today. We certainly appreciate it. Amen. Hallelujah. So it was those 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child. So Jesus was circumcised. Praise God. And he was named Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Amen. Hallelujah. Name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Go tell that on the mountains. Go run and tell that. Hallelujah. Tell it everywhere. Glory to God. Amen. And so we have a song. It's Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Hallelujah. This was a song that there was one of the senior mothers used to sing this song, and nobody can sing it like her. You know, when you hear somebody sing it like for the first time you ever heard it, and nobody can sing it like Mother Wimberly in New Jersey. But she could sing that song, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Hallelujah. And here it is now. Hopefully you have the words. You can sing along with it. Hopefully some of you have been singing. I got a text from the Price family. They're over there singing. Hallelujah. I love it. And I forgot to turn my mic off a few minutes ago. I was singing too. Amen. Amen. So here is Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Hallelujah. That was the karaoke version of it. Amen. And I found out that if I try to sing with the karaoke version online, that there is a lag on my phone time and with that, so it doesn't come together. But in case you don't know it, a little bit of the chorus. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. That's the chorus again. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, the lowly making mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Amen, amen. So you can get that karaoke version off of YouTube and go for it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And our last song today is a fun song. Now, this one, hopefully you have the lyrics to it. But this one here is, it's the Christian 12 Days of Christmas. I have the music for it, but I would have to sing with the music offline and record it and put it back on, and we just didn't do that today. So I think I'm going to sing it. We'll sing it together, a cappella. I'm drinking some water so I can be ready for this. But, you know, this is the Christian 12 Days of Christmas. So instead of having the partridge in a pear tree, the, you know, the Lord's a leaping and the, all of that, the other things that are in it, it says Jesus gave to me salvation full and free. On the second day, everlasting life. On the third day, peace in my heart. The fourth day, love for all men. The fifth day, and that's the joy for my soul. The sixth day, power from on high. Seventh day, a body glorified. This is such a nice song. The eighth day, a robe and a crown. The ninth day, mansions above. The tenth day, streets of pure gold. Gold. And the 11th day, a thousand tongues to sing. And the 12th day, eternity to praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So if you don't have it, maybe you can go online and look for The 12 Days of Christmas by Carol Robertson. And Carol is spelled C-A-R-R-O-L-L. Robertson or Roberson is R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N. Amen. So let's have some fun. And let's sing about this. And it's really the true meaning of Christmas is that Jesus came so that we can have all of these things and be with him. We don't get it apart from him. We get it with him. Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. Let's sing. On the first day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me salvation full and free. On the second day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the third day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. On the fourth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. On the fifth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me joy for my soul. love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. On the sixth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me power from on high, joy for my soul. Love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. On the seventh day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me a body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul. Love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. On the eighth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me a robe and a crown, a body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul. Love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. On the ninth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me mansions above, a robe and a crown, a body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul. Love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. On the tenth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me streets of pure gold, mansions from above, a robe and a crown, body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul. Love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. On the 11th day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 1,000 tongues to sing, streets of pure gold, mansions from above, a robe and a crown, a body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul. Love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. On the 12th day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me eternity to praise, 1,000 tongues to sing, streets of pure gold, mansions above, a robe and a crown, a body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul, love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life, and salvation full and free. Hallelujah. I hope you guys sang with me. Me and Pastor Mom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, we praise God. We praise God for today. The true meaning of Christmas. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus being born on Christmas. Hallelujah. Jesus coming as our Savior. Hallelujah. Giving us the choice to receive him as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And then when we have him as Lord and Savior, we are reconciled with God. Hallelujah. And God no longer looks at the sin, but he looks at Jesus when he sees us. Hallelujah. And he embraces us. Hallelujah. Not only does he embrace us, but he lives on the inside of us. The fullness of the Godhead comes to live on the inside of us. That could not have been done unless Jesus had come to earth being fully God and fully man. Hallelujah. Fully God on his daddy side and fully man on his mama's side. Hallelujah. But without that, we would have no chance of salvation. We would have no chance of having everything that we sang in this song. And I got a little choked up with some of the things in the song. Hallelujah, because it's all true. It's all true, and it's all that he's going to give to us now and when we come to be with him for eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for this time together. We thank you, Lord God, for even singing together and reading your word together. We thank you for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that the true reason for this season, the true meaning of Christmas, is in the forefront of our mind and is all over our hearts today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we sang that song, the 12 Days of Christmas, Salvation Full and Free, if you don't know for sure that you are born again, that you are saved, this is your time. Hallelujah. Jesus was born so that you could be born again. Without him being born on this Christmas, none of us could be born again. Hallelujah. So this is your time. The scripture says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Well, God gave. You know, we give a lot of gifts nowadays. We order them off of Amazon, off of Walmart. We order them, or we go out to the mall, or get our gifts to be able to give them. Well, God gave. God gave the ultimate gift to us. All he wants you to do is to receive it. And he gave it to you out of love. He gave it to all of us. He gave Jesus to all of us out of his love. And then he said in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And so that's how we receive the Savior. The angels let the shepherds know that unto you this day in the city of David was born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. You can receive the Savior today. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
For all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
Show me your ways.
And help me to follow you.
Yes. Probably.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm born again.
I'm
saved.
I'm saved.
And Jesus.
And Jesus
is my Lord.
Is my Lord.
And heaven.
And heaven
is my home.
Is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time today, we commit and commend you to the Lord and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here every Sunday at the same phone number, 516-418-5699. And you will learn more about your Savior and your Lord. We also have other, we're a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And so you can learn more about Jesus Christ, hallelujah, on Mondays at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. We have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and where you can learn how to dig into the Word of God. And he'll show you more and more about himself. On Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And what the Lord will do is he, and we pray that for you even now, that he'll fill you with his Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to even know more about him. And then we pray that you will have the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. And so what we do on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, is we have four volunteers who pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues, where we get an interpretation and say what the Lord has said to us during that time of praying in tongues. It is absolutely awesome. On Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of every month, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, every second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. And during that time, before we come on the air, the Lord will let us know what ailments will be healed. And we come on the line, and what God reveals, he heals. The next healing service, which we call prophetic healing, will be on Wednesday, January the 12th in 2022. Hallelujah. We ended the year with a bang, and I know we'll begin the year with a bang. We have found out there's a testimony from the last time we had the healing, prophetic healing. There was a woman who came on the broadcast who was wearing oxygen. She could hardly breathe. She could hardly walk anywhere without oxygen. She no longer has to have the oxygen tank. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So God is still in the healing business. Glory to God. So tell your friends, tell your family, meet us there. Wednesday, January the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have the Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio, which is where we started Get 'Em Radio. That's our core broadcast. And so on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we have God in the Midst. And this month, we're finishing out the Christian Entrepreneur Month. Christian Entrepreneur Month. It has been so much fun to listen to their testimonies and to see what products they have. Hallelujah. So, I mean, I just had a super wonderful, great time with them. Beginning in January is our Prophecy Month. And so in January, we have ones who are going to come on and tell us what word the Lord has given them for 2022. Hallelujah. And then we'll open the lines, and they will prophesy and give them a personal word from the Lord. Hallelujah. So you don't want to miss that in January. Whoa, we have a great time every January. And we have some wonderful ones who are going to bring that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, amen. That's what we have for you today. I see it's almost 1 o'clock our time. We're going to open the lines for a few moments. If anyone has any questions, comments, or prayer requests, pressure number one key, Minister Rachel, Minister Amber, and Minister Faye, your lines are still have your number one key pressed. So if you'll press it again right now, I'll see that your hand goes down. And then if you want to say anything, press the number one key again. Okay. Anyone else? Would you like to press your number one key and say anything? And if you have, I'm not seeing you, so send me a text. See it already. My number one key is not working. Okay. I don't know why it does that. So we're going to open a line for Pastor Price and Minister Rachel, Minister Amber, and Minister Faye. If your number one key is still pressed, I'm going to open up your lines after we talk to Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Thank you. God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom and all the precious saints in your respective places. Merry, Merry Christmas to each one of you all. And I praise God for today and for this wonderful, it's like being on a Christmas program and being there to be able to be a part of a Christmas program where we can not only read the word, but we could sing the word. And I thank God for that. I truly thank God for today and thank God for the program that God had you to, the way he had you to orchestrate it, the way he had you to put it together. Praise God. And to be able for everybody to be able to participate. I didn't have to worry about my joyful noise. When I was singing, I could sing and sing out loud. Glory to God. So I thank God for every part and for the word. There were things that when you were going through verse by verse that so ministered to my heart, information that would just bring it into light. Even when you talked about verse 6, how the days were accomplished and Mary should be delivered, and that deliverance was in more than one part, in one way. Hallelujah. I love that. I just love that. And then when you were reading about the shepherds that abided in the flock during that time, and even the song that came out of it, it ministered to me when I heard this. It was like a light came on. They call them epiphanies, but like a light came on at that particular point when I thought about how God went to the shepherds first. Because I've often wondered, why did he go to the shepherds? And here as pastors and ministers, we're called under-shepherds or shepherds of God's sheep. Hallelujah. And so here, hallelujah, he came to the shepherds who could go and tell the people of what they had seen. And they were eager to go and tell it. It just ministered to my heart that in that manner. Then the song that God gave you on Glory to God in the Highest, what a great song that is. The Lord said that would be a very particular song if he tarries to come for people to have to actually see straight from the word what this Christmas story was all about and what the Christmas story is all about. I said, that's a very, very important song. And I don't know how God's going to get it out, but the how is not our business. He knows how to get it out and to be able for it to go forth. Just like the lady that wrote the song about the 12 days of Christmas. I would truly love to learn each one of those as we learn that one that they sing with the other one, the other 12 days. But I would love to learn this by heart. And I said, I'm going to see how the Lord would have me to do that. And because one of the other songs is one of my very favorite, and I'm Harry, so other people can say something. The other one is Mary, Did You Know? Mary, Did You Know? Is so precious to my heart. That is such a precious, precious song to my heart. And I remember last Christmas, when even though Joe had went to be with the Lord time last Christmas, but God began to just have me to play that song over and over and over again so that it would get down into my spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it's just something about that song that ministers to my heart. So I wanted to thank God for the whole entire I got to be a part of a Christmas program today. Glory to God. This was our Christmas program today. It was a wonderful blessing, like you would be in the service, and all of us would be, down there in the room there at the Heritage House, and we would be able to be there and singing and all of those parts and all of the places that we were at. Well, we were able to do it from our home. I'm excited. I thank God for the word. And then meanwhile, during one particular part of it, my daughter was preaching on Pastor Herbert's program. And she was preaching on this program. And God so let things fit into place that at the right key strategic time, I could go and hear her preach the message and then come back. I still had it on the phone. Hers was on the computer, and I was listening on the phone. So God kind of orchestrated everything. The only time she had to call me was at the end. She said, Mom, they're calling for you to say something. So I was able to go on and say a little something on their program, and then their program has now ended. Their program ended while you were doing the announcements. God is so good. And while you were doing the announcements for the program, and God got everything and put it all on. He's an orchestrator. So I want to thank God for you. I thank God for your obedience, Apostle, to God, and obedience to do what he told you to do. I thank God for you, Pastor Mom, and for the strongness. I heard you today and the strongness of what you read, and I give God the glory for you all. Hallelujah. And thank God for each one of you. So, again, Merry Christmas to all, and God bless you. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. We're so encouraged. You know, we're sitting here in the room, me and Pastor Mom, and we're just so encouraged. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you all too. And hopefully Minister Joy's sermon was recorded so we can hear it. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel, I'm opening up your line.
Hi, everybody.
We're going to sing. Okay, everybody.
We just want to sing a first chorus. Like, we change some words. We, go ahead.
Okay.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy blessed year.
In Jesus, to everyone,
oh,
all of you.
Thank you all. Thank you all so much. And now it's been recorded so we can go back and listen to it. Thank you all so much. Hallelujah. Minister Faye.
Okay, I'm the program was really beautiful. I enjoyed every bit of it. I'm requesting prayer for Paul, my son, who's in the hospital, but he's doing pretty good and expected to be home in the next 3 days. But I'm just asking the Lord to clear his lungs and bless him. And another guy, a member of the family also, by the name of Bob, he's in Colorado, and he went to the hospital for a procedure and died. But they were able to bring him back.
Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Pardon.
Okay.
So what did you say?
Paul, we're praying about his breathing.
And
okay.
Then Bob, just about his condition. He went for procedure. I'm sorry.
Oh, what was he in there for? Do you know?
Oh, Paul.
Bob,
he was in there for a kidney procedure and just blacked out and passed away, and they were able to revive him.
Okay.
And so
Father,
he's back home.
Oh, he's back home?
He's back home.
Wow. Amen. Well, Father, we join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed, that are even being prayed right now. In Jesus' name, we lift up Paul to you, Lord. We have seen you do miracles with breathing lately in the name of Jesus. We've seen people completely turn around with breathing issues, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you breathe up on Paul right now. Let your breath supersede his breath in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up his lungs and taking away every ill effect of what caused it to happen, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus even goes through every cell, organ, and tissue of his body right now, purging and cleansing out everything that's not like you. And, Lord, we come against the trauma of going through where it's hard for him to breathe. We say, you spirit of trauma, you get off of Paul now in Jesus' mighty and holy name, only to be replaced by the very breath of God in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord God. And Lord, we lift up Bob to you. In the name of Jesus, and we join our faith with him, with prayers for him as well, Lord. Father, we just lift up his kidneys to you, Lord God. There's so many things that's going on with people's kidneys. We come against failure, renal failure, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for recreative miracles in his kidneys right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak forth new kidneys in Jesus' name, regenerated new kidneys in the name of Jesus, and that his body will function in the perfection that you created it to function in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, any trauma that would be upon him, any fear, any trepidation that would be upon him from going through what he went through, we say, you spirit of trauma, get off of him now in the name of Jesus and replace it with peace beyond all understanding, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. It was not his time. If it was Bob's time, he would have been gone. So, Lord, if Bob does not know you as his Lord and his Savior, we thank you for giving him this time to receive you as Lord and Savior. If he does know you, Lord, draw him even closer and have him to walk in your preordained footsteps that you had set out for him before the beginning of time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I just want to say that Paul and Bob both are Christians.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we know that there is a reason why they're both still here. Because so many have said God is just home. So there's so many that, so there's a reason why they are still here. And we thank God that they walk in what he has preordained for them. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard flying. Soar into it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen. And as we get ready to close, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. And Minister Rachel, I meant to tell you, we were on, my brother was having a service the other night, and there was a young man who came on, and he kept saying Christmas. I said, that's Minister Rachel. So I don't know if you had heard it anyplace else, but this young man, he was saying Christmas as well. Praise God. So Merry Christmas, everybody, keeping the Christ in Christmas. And just remembering the true meaning of Christmas and keeping it in the forefront of our minds. Hallelujah. We pray over all of the Christmas gatherings today. Pastor Mom and myself, we may go to a gathering on Christmas. So we pray for the safety of all who gather together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that we're all safe and we're all clear of anything. Oh, and I wanted to say this. I usually talk about birthdays. Miss Misha, I believe, is turning 99 tomorrow. So we'll have to go and see her tomorrow. Some of you know who Miss Misha is. And while she could come to church, she was at church, even in her 90s. She had a Christian poem that she would say for us every Sunday, and we would just be thrilled to hear her say it. Right, Pastor Mom?
Right.
Remember? Amen. And so we're going to make sure we get to see her and wish her a happy birthday. So, amen. So the next time we'll have East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we'll be into our last Sunday of this year. So next Sunday, I believe the Lord is saying, go back and have a year in review. Hallelujah. What we've gone through, what we've preached about, what we've seen God do, in this year. So that's what we're going to do next week. And we look forward to seeing each and every one of you. Pastor Mom, you have any closing remarks? And then you can close us out in prayer.
Yeah, I enjoy everything that went on tonight.
Yeah, you were singing, Mama. Hallelujah.
Amen. And thank you very much. And let us just close for the day. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Once again, Merry Christmas. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day and a blessed Christmas.